everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
From the KIIC News and Weather Center, this weather update is for all of southern Iowa. For our Tuesday, skies will be partly sunny, the high around 42 degrees. On the overnight, in the evening hours, a chance of rain, just a slight chance of rain, and a slight chance of rain-snow mix on the overnight. Cloudy skies, your low's going to be around 26 and a sunny Wednesday. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking, I have Mary Sauter. Mary is a individual that's been in the Albia Community School District and the community of Albia for quite some time. Mary, thanks for being with me here on Just Start Talking this week.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're here. You were, in fact, a school teacher in the Albia Community School District. Talk about that.
I was student teaching in Oskaloosa, and when I got done, they needed somebody in Albia right away, and so I thought, well, I'll stay here for a couple years and then move on to bigger and better, and I realized that this was bigger and better, and I was close to the family. Nice small town, and Albia community has been so good to me that I just stayed here forever.
That's a great thing. Go ahead and back the bus up just a little bit then. Where did you actually grow up as a young adult, a young individual, teenager? Talk about that.
My parents lived in Oskaloosa, Iowa. So when I first started teaching, both mom and dad were alive, but mom died like 4 years after I started teaching, and then dad was still in Oski. So that was part of the reason really the main reason I stayed around, because I wanted to be close to family. So, and then about, 1985, I'm thinking, I bought a house, and my dad moved in with me, and he lived with me for the last 20 years of his life.
Very good. Always a special time taking care of parents, that's for sure. Talk about your upbringing in terms of the Christmas season. I mean, you've got this wonderful program that you've got started. Talk about your Christmas experiences when you were a kid.
I don't remember a whole lot when I was little because I was adopted. I came over here at 4 and a half, and I came from Italy. So when I came here, it was mid-December, so right at Christmas time. So, you know, and like I said, I really don't remember too much of that. There were two other boys. All of us are about 4 years apart. The two boys were adopted from the Catholic diocese here in the United States. And then I was adopted through the Catholic diocese, but I was a refugee from Italy. So, but, you know, Christmases, they were special. Well, everything was special in my family. We were not a real wealthy family, but I had all that I ever needed. Didn't realize, you know, that people were incredibly poor because we didn't see that.
That's right.
But that back in those days, you didn't need as much as kids need now, you know. But, no, it was a wonderful Christmas. I was pretty much a tomboy, so I wasn't much into dolls and stuff. With two brothers, I wanted to play with the trucks and stuff. And I always loved stuffed animals and things. But, yeah, I had a very good life growing up.
Very good. That's a great, great story. Go ahead and chat a little bit about your experiences as a teacher here in Albia. Is special ed, it was. But how did you get started in terms of being a person that gave away items?
Well, in my classroom, we had this gumball machine, and we would always use that money, you know, to take the kids to Adventureland. Connie Young, the art teacher, and I would take students to Adventureland. And then one December, I noticed that at our old tomato store, they had an angel tree. So I pulled four of those children from the Angel Tree, and I told my students, I said, let's use our money for this year, because we can still go to Adventureland, but let's use it for that. So we had $200, and so we took our $200 and bought presents for four children that we had no idea who they were or anything. So that's where it started, and then it just kind of continued. Each year we'd add a little bit more. Then we started just going to Head Start. Head Start in Albia was our first group that we started buying toys for, and it was just toys. So we would get the name or get the children, but my students would go ahead and fill out the orders, and it would just say boy 5 or girl 7, and then we would, you know, pick out some of the toys. I kept all the toys that I bought at my house. Well, at first it was at my dad's house in Oskaloosa, and then we would bring them to the high school, and my students would wrap them in newspaper comics. And then we would take them to Head Start, and they would give them to the children, or to their families, I guess, you know.
So, right.
And then 1 year, we had quite an excess, so I took the rest of the toys over to Oskaloosa, that's the town I grew up in, and gave them to a friend to give out to the students in their school. So that was the first town that we adopted.
Okay.
And then as we progressed, other towns kind of would contact us, usually through AEA. And it's like, okay, yeah, we can try and help you. So we probably did this for probably at least 15 years before I added clothing.
Okay.
But I had no idea how important clothing was.
Sure.
I never had to worry about coats and things.
Right.
But there again, we had to have space to put it. So then when my dad moved in with me, we bought a big house. It was 3-bedroom. So one of the bedrooms was completely full of toys. The basement was full of toys. Like I said, each year we kept growing and growing. Then when I retired is when my program grew exponentially because I had the time to shop.
Okay.
And and everything that I buy, though, is always on sale, you know, and we never give away anything that's used.
Okay.
And I go to the stores. I kind of have an idea of when the sales might be. If there's good sales, I'll have some people that'll help me, or they'll call me and say, hey, you know, they've got these dolls on sale. They were $30. Now they're $7. Do you want them? And I go, yes, get them all.
Wow.
So, you know, and I remember a friend of mine was picking some up, and she says, there's 50 dolls here. I go, that's only 50 children. Get them all.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, then, of course, AA came in the picture because they had a back room. And they let us use that, so that helped us so much because we would store everything here then.
I'm talking with Mary Sauter. She's here with us on Just Start Talking. And Mary, I want to go back to that original $200 amount that you had that you spent at Pomida. That dollar probably went a heck of a lot further than dollars do now.
It did, except for when we did it, I was buying the toys at full price.
Oh, sure.
See, and so then my students, each year we would go to the stores, and I'd let them, they'd each have $50 to spend, and I'd let them buy toys for their child until I realized that I could buy 4 or 5 times as many toys on sale. So that's why, you know, we do it after Christmas and on sale, because I can reach so many more kids.
Excellent.
So, like, for instance, if I have $100, I can get $500 worth of stuff.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense for sure. Now, you've created a nonprofit organization. Go ahead and give us the name of that.
Okay, after I retired, the manager at Kohl's in Ottumwa said, you need to get a nonprofit because then you can get, you know, help from organizations. So I went ahead and went through that process, and as a nonprofit, if a company wants to donate, they can take that, of course, off their taxes.
Right.
And as of now, anybody that donates gets a tax deduction on it. But see, this was, you know, see, Kohl's now can go ahead and give a substantial amount if they, and other places like John Deere has a match program. Kohl's has a match program. See, where else? Pellicorp also has a match program, so, which means that anybody, if they were to donate $100, then Pellicorp will match it and donate $100 to the program. So with my tax-exempt organ status, that helps us significantly.
Very, very much so indeed. Go ahead and tell us the name of that nonprofit then.
It's called Pay It Forward Christmas Program, INC.
That is so original, and it speaks volumes to what you are trying to do. Pay It Forward is something that people need to embrace a little bit more. Sometimes you hear people going through the drive-thrus of a fast food place, and they will purchase the meal for the next person, and it's just a nice gesture, right?
Right. And I've had people come to me, like, when I'm shopping, like at Walmart or something, they see what I've got, and they just say, do you mind if I ask what you're doing? I said, yeah, it's a charity. You know, I don't tell them unless they ask.
Right.
And they'll hand me $20, and I go, it's not very much. And I go, that's $100 in my world.
There you go.
You know, so I've had people that don't know me just donate some money, which is, you know, it's just heartwarming.
That it is. That it is. Now, you've got a group of people, some friends, and even kids that help out. Give us a round number about how many other folks that are involved with this helping out.
Well, I sort of have like two groups. I have the group that helps out with the program. Carol and Ray Stevens have been with me since almost the beginning, and they have put in so many hours, you know. And then I have Sandy McKim and Rita Kroll. They're the ones that will come here to the AEA, and that's where we fill out the clothing orders. And then we go over, I take the bags over to the toy shop, which belongs to Brian Lindbergh. He's the one that, you know, saved my life on that one. And then I have a group that comes over in the evening. Janet Wales is a huge help and things, and so is Sandy Major. So they come over in the evening, and we go ahead and fill out the rest of the orders. And then in the summertime and during the school year at night, when I do concessions, I have Cheryl and Corey Smith. They're at almost every concession that I do. Tracy Mott and her daughter, Sarah, they help so much in the concessions. So that's, you know, that's in the summer and during the school year. So I kind of have like three different groups.
But it takes many hands to put on a program like that, and many hands make light work. And that's the great thing about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing. We've got, like, the people that are working here at the AEA, when there'll be three of them that will all have 50 orders done or out here ready for them to fill out, and within 2 hours they have them all done. I mean, they do a wonderful job. They are so fast. They know where everything is, and I think that's what it's all about. If they've got a routine, they just can whip right through them.
We'll talk about that organization here in a little bit, but I'm talking with Mary Sauter for my edition of Just Start Talking. She's got the nonprofit organization Pay It Forward Christmas Program. Now, Mary, you mentioned Brian Lindbergh's name, and you said that he had saved your life. Give me some information about that.
Well, when we had the AEA, we still do, but we grew out of that, and we had another place that we were keeping our stuff, but they sold that. So it's like, oh, where am I going to put this stuff? Well, Brian had this rather large, I think it was like 50 by 70 shed, but it was just a shell and a dirt floor. And he said, I can fix this up for you. And he did, I mean, he did. They poured the cement and insulated it and heated it. And so we used that. And then just last year, he added another 2,000 square foot at the back of it. So the bigger place I get, the more I buy, though.
Wow.
You know, it just... But yeah, he was wonderful in helping with that.
That is great to hear, for sure. Okay, let's go back to that organization, though. When you said you have your helpers at the AEA, they can get that stuff whipped out on an order very, very quickly, because you have a very specific organization method. Talk about that.
Well, there's a form that people fill out. They cannot contact me. They have to contact either they go through Head Start, or they go through public health or SCCAP here in Albia. And then in the other places, a school, they'll go through like Oskaloosa School or whatever. They fill out those papers. Then they send them to me. And then I will get them recorded on my laptop, and then I bring those papers here. So on one side of the paper, it has the clothing that the kids want. So then my group will go through, look at it. It'll say coat size 10. Pants size 12, whatever, you know, or underwear, anything like that. If it's on there and we have it, we give it to them. Sometimes we run low. Like right now, we're running low on some clothing, lots of coats and stuff, but we'll run low. And so you know, they don't necessarily get everything that they put on there.
No, so but they're going to be helped out tremendously by getting something in terms of clothing and toys, right?
Well, and we try and focus more on coats and boots because those are the expensive items, and that's what, you know, people would need.
Very good. Off air, I asked you about your budget. I was floored by the amount to that. Would you mention and talk about that for a little bit?
Well, our budget comes from, of course, we have fundraisers, okay? One, of course, I've already discussed the concessions. Those are our fundraisers. So when we do the concessions, half of the profit goes to, the other half goes to either Little League or the high school baseball, softball, sports complex. So, you know, we split that with them. But that brings in a nice chunk. And then we have two golf tournaments, one in Oskaloosa and one in Moravia. That's, of course, in the summer. And then we have our, during Easter time, we have our Easter basket sales. And, you know, we started that up probably about 10 years ago. And we just, you know, because I can buy things on sale, we can make really cute Easter baskets. We sell them for $25, make about $10 a piece on them. Last year, we sold over 700 Easter baskets, so that brought in $7,000. So about half of our money comes from that, and the other half comes from either grants. We get the Monroe grant. I get a grant from Children's Variety and 3M. And then we have a lot of individual groups and organizations and people that will donate money. So half of it comes from donations. The other half comes from fundraisers.
This is just great information for sure, Mary. I'm talking with Mary Sauter for my edition of Just Start Talking today, as she's been able to get this nonprofit organization called Pay It Forward Christmas Program going on here in Albia, but she has spread the love to several other communities as well, and really hits home for me because of the fact that that's what so many people need to realize, that it's better to give then receive, you know, and it seems like right up your alley, you and your contingency of folks doing that for needy kids and needy families to help them out. And this is a stressful time as we go through the holiday season, and it's just a blessing, you know, that you are able and your organization is able to help these folks out.
Well, thank you. I mean, my crew, they're very hard workers, and they're my second family. You know, we could not do this without them.
Now, there's one other item I want to chat about, and sometimes folks say, well, that was long ago, but still, you were highlighted on the Today Show, and they brought their equipment and people here and interviewed you. How did that make you feel?
Oh, it was exciting. I mean, you know, it was kind of a highlight for my dad because they interviewed my dad, too. They came to the house and interviewed him. He was so excited. I was honored that, you know, when they came three different times. I said, wow, I said, you are really putting in a lot of money for a peon like me, but thank you. But, you know, when I watched it, it's like, oh, my goodness. It was. I mean, I was, like I said, I was honored.
Well, I got to be honest with you. The folks that I've talked to about you indicated that you are a very humble individual and that you would rather not be recognized for something that is bestowed upon you. But in reality, Mary, people need to be aware that this started as a small idea by one person, which is you, into something that is very, very touching to so many people in the area. And I've got to be honest with you. I am very impressed with what I've had to listen to and hear today with your interview. So I appreciate you being with me so very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The one thing that is important to understand, though, is my organization has gotten relatively big, but there are so many other organizations that also help. You know, people need to know that it's not, you know, my organization is good, and I'm glad that I can, you know, do this, but there are many other organizations. When people say, well, there's a store, or there's a Walmart and Target lets you know. And no, they do not, because I'm not the only organization, and it wouldn't be fair to them.
So very well said. Very well said. Yeah. I've been talking for my edition of Just Start Talking with Mary Sauter. Mary, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC and Just Start Talking today.
Thank you for having me.
Don't forget to our listeners, you can go back to our website at www.kiicradio.com. Select that Listen Live audio vault on the top banner there. And on the right side, you'll see this podcast of Just Start Talking and listen to it all over again. Mary, thank you one last time.
You betcha. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Defeated when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These roads. Times of trying, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These rose.
Texas line, loved in Louisiana, raised on jambalaya. Now before I could walk, I had a guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. I went on the road when I was 8 years old. When I turned 15, I was stealing the show. Money to burn and the girls were pretty. It didn't take me long to learn that I was born to boogie. I went to Hollywood, I met Elvis and Marilyn and Johnny B. Good. Got my guitar painted as a California sun. A red Cadillac having too much fun. Now we were playing them halls and jamming them, and we moved it on over to MGM. They said, this is the boy we've been telling you about. He lit a cigar and he stuck his hand out. Got a deal for you. I'm gonna make you a star. Give you 50,000 too. I told him my mama didn't raise no fool. I'll take your money, I'll make you movies. I can tell you right now, I was born to boogie. I drank a whiskey by the gallon, and I never backed down, and I love a good challenge. What I do now is what I did then. I like to get down with all my rowdy friends. Now I can be sweet and I can be mean. I still got my hat and I still wear my jeans. My shades are chrome, my guitar steel. If you think I won't, then believe me, I will. Get down on you, baby, cause I ain't no rookie. I'll put it apart and I will. We'll be right back.
is Hank Jr. for you this afternoon.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to...
On the Cyclone Sports Network. From Learfield, welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, powered by Chevron Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Chevron. Fueling your game for a lower carbon tomorrow makes you a winner today. And we have a fun show for you today. We've got Eric Heft as our guest co-host. Kevin Dresser joining us as the Cyclone women's basketball team is off to Connecticut. But we will hear from Bill Fenley a little bit later in the program. We're also going to have TJ Otzelberger along. But glad you could join us today. And Coach Dresser, let's get things started with just a really big opportunity for your program this weekend. You're going to the National Duels back in Nashville, where you won the national championship a year ago, and another great opportunity for your guys. Tell us about that opportunity against three really good programs.
Well, first off, I appreciate you guys having us. It's always nice to get in front of our fans, and this is another chance for us to do that, so thank you for having me.
Of course.
This is kind of a strange format, and they just pair you up with three teams. So we've got Lock Haven University, which has always been a really good wrestling school. They're Division II and everything but wrestling. So Lock Haven, they're out of Pennsylvania. They've had a long history of good wrestling. They'll be tough. Then we get the University of North Carolina right afterwards.